I'll let you start the next one.
You mean start it like this?
Nuts on the road.
Oh, we started?
Yeah, we started.
Oh, gosh, which one is this?
This is, well, I'd like to welcome everyone to our 2017 Arbor Day Nuts on the Road special.
This is a tradition that I'm glad we've maintained.
Me too. And you know why that we wanted to do this is because I love trees.
I don't.
You don't love trees?
It's very odd that I've been willing to do this for the decade we've been doing these Arbor Day specials.
I know, and I appreciate it. You know, we've had some...
A lot of trauma.
We've seen what?
I've seen Snow White. Mm. I've seen Wizard of Oz.
Oh, right.
Those are not happy trees.
No, they're not. So your problem is you started at a young age with unhappy trees.
I am always afraid that a tree will try and snag me or throw apples at me.
I see.
This is a valid fear of tree throwing fruit.
How many trees have actually thrown fruit at you?
Intentionally or unintentionally?
Yes.
I have not been keeping track.
That many? Wow.
I've had my suspicions
when
I've seen fruit flying through the air.
I see.
Thankfully, very little of it have actually connected.
That's good.
But I know that they're out to get me.
Now, Ken, my other question is this. What have you done to the tree community to piss them off to the point where they would animate themselves in order just to throw fruit at you?
Mainly just karaoke.
I've certainly been animated enough to throw fruit at you over karaoke.
I do it with enthusiasm and a genuine joy in my heart.
Yeah, that's fruit worthy.
If the problem is that I'm unable to maintain a key, I look at it as my singing is the musical equivalent of white light. It contains all notes. It's up to the listener to find and discern the correct ones in any given moment.
It's up to the listener to become the prism through which your music should flow.
Shine.
Shine. Ken Plume's greatest hits. Sells itself.
Also a Take That song.
Also, here's a question. And I mean this seriously. If I can be serious for just a moment. Arbor Day, with a U or without a U? You
mean Arbor Day?
Yeah. You know, the silent U from across the pond.
I've always been wary of a silent U.
Have they thrown fruit at you?
Also known as a stalking U.
Oh. A stalking U.
I'm very proud of that. That was almost a joke.
Let's go to the videotape. What?
I hope we can celebrate that.
I know. So here's the question.
I always saw it with no you.
Okay. That makes sense. Me too. I can't stand the stalking you because I've been stalked by you for years now.
Why won't you pay attention?
What'd you say?
I will not be ignored, Widget.
So here's the question.
Wow, you're full of them today.
I know. I'm full of something.
What does Arbor Day do to you? What are the trees
Arbor
doing?
Day.
Is this like the happening?
The trees make me question things. Like how were you able to go through the segments of Lord of the Rings with the Ents? Did you just go, motherfuckers, because you thought those were the ones that had been haunting you your whole life?
I thought they were hoodlums. Did you see what they did to Isengard?
Well, it's true. They're throwing all kinds of shit at Isengard.
I mean, they burned and flooded. They destroyed that incredible public works project that Saruman had set up.
It had taken years for that neighborhood to turn around.
I mean, there were no job opportunities at that point for goblins.
No, that's true. That's true. And all of that...
And orcs.
Back to the drawing board.
And then he came along, he provided a works project, there was industry, there were exports. He had a good work study program.
You got a good point. What have trees ever done for us?
Yeah. What have trees ever done? And they're profoundly boring.
Anyone
who sat through the 3-hour, 15-minute segments of the end scenes in the Lord of the Rings films knows.
Is that the cut version or the uncut?
Could you really tell a difference?
You know what? No.
You know, I'm not a huge fan of watching, outside of 12 Angry Men, debate on screen.
And even then, it depends on the men.
Particularly when most of the debate is effectively arguing in action.
When you could just as easily just do nothing and not even debate, and you would have in action.
Yeah, could we instead look and see what other characters were doing at that time? Maybe do a picture-in-picture.
Oh, so you could see, me,
sort of like C-SPAN, that the Ents were still debating.
So basically, what you want is the Lord of the Rings meets Time Code by...
Yeah. Every once in a while, Haggis? You just have, like, you know, Gandalf, they're going to check back in with the Ent. Nope, nothing's happening here.
Whom?
This bill shall not pass.
Oh, God. It's the musical 1776, but with Ents.
Ah, come on. You and I both know that we'd watch that.
Okay, yeah, I kind of would. Yeah, you got me there.
What's the cool, considerate trees?
I am surprisingly not as well versed in that musical.
Hello, Paul Saborin. That reference was just for you.
Good, thank you. Because I was like, he feels like he's not talking to me than he's normally not talking to me.
I believe "Cool Considerate Men" was his first dance song at his wedding.
Really? Really?
I like the fact that you believe that.
Well, it's Paul Saborin.
That is absolutely true. And it was a solo dance.
See, again, you're still not stretching credulity.
Stretching credulity, also a song from 1770 Ents.
Yeah, I think that was 1770 Ents. It's written like 1,770 Ents, but yeah. Don't be fooled.
Or like, you know, seven or fan forfic or whatever the hell that stupid...
Fan forfic, what?
That fanfic four, fantaforfic.
The
Fantastic Four, that horrible...
Oh, let's not start on that.
...logo design they did.
We don't have enough time for you to rant on a Fantastic Four.
And this
Four
is
movie.
Arbor Day, and we should be...
talking about trees and how much they do or do not suck.
In our deep arboreal reverie.
Yeah.
How often do you venture into the wilderness now?
Are we talking the literal wilderness or the wilderness of my own soul?
If you want to go metaphor, sure. I bet the trees are just as nice there.
Every day. Oh, the trees are just as nice as in your nightmares.
Just as threatening.
Yep. Absolutely.
Ah, pear.
See, here's what's interesting, is that different countries celebrate their versions of Arbor Day on different days. So if you are, like, for example, in Pakistan, and you're listening to this, you are too early, my friend. National Tree Plantation Day is August 18th. So back it up.
Yeah, but until you said that, we never specified a date within this thing. So it could have been a universal Arbor Day celebration.
I think there is a universal Arbor Day because, you know, we're
meaning they could have listened to it on their respective Arbor Day.
I'm just saying if they downloaded it ahead of time, I just don't want them to blow their Arbor Day celebration, you know, too early. Ooh, like Brazil, Arbor Day is September 21st.
I want you to get your narrator voice on. And I want you to go to Wikipedia.
Yeah.
Because this is the informational portion of our podcast. Another Arbor Day tradition.
I thought we gave those up for Lent.
Which is celebrated at different times throughout the world. and I want you to read the section on the first Arbor Day in the world.
Okay.
And then I'll pick it up with First American Arbor Day.
Okay. Wait a minute. Am I doing a different voice for the quote in the middle of the paragraph here?
You're an actor. You decide.
Jesus. Yeah. No director here.
Yeah. You know what? I want you to read it as Miguel Herrero Yucida would read it.
Okay. Now, I don't have any tapes of Miguel. You know, in the Daniel Day-Lewis School of Acting, I would have gone and planted about a month's worth of trees to get ready for this, but I'm just going to run with it.
Why don't you read it as the villain from No Country for Old Men?
Wait, no, I've got it. So here we go. The Spanish village of Montenegro held the first documented arbor plantation festival in the world, organized by its mayor in 1594. The place remains as Alameda de los Remedios and is still planted with lime and horse chestnut trees. A humble granite marker and a bronze plate recall the event. Additionally, the small Spanish village of Villanueva de la Sierra held the first modern Arbor Day, an initiative launched in 1805 by a local priest with the enthusiastic support of the entire population.
While Napoleon was ravaging Europe with his ambition, this village in the Sierra de Gata lived a priest, Don Ramon Vacas Roxo, which, according to chronicles, convinced of the importance of trees for health and hygiene, decoration, nature, environment, and customs. He decides to plant trees and give a festive air. The festival began on Carnival Tuesday with the ringing of two bells in the church and the middle and the big. After the mass and even coated with church ornaments, Don Ramon, accompanied by clergy, teachers, and a large number of neighbors, planted the first tree, a poplar, in the place known as the Valley of the Ejido. Tree plantations continued by Fuente de la Mora. Afterwards, there was a feast and did not miss the dance. This needs some editing. The party and plantations lasted 3 days. He drafted a manifesto in defense of the trees that was sent to surrounding towns to spread the love and respect for nature. And also he advised to make tree plantations in their localities. That was Miguel Herrero Uceda, Arbor Day, also known as Small Change.
Well, I'm going to read my section using the voice of Mr. DNA from Jurassic Park. First American Arbor Day. The first American Arbor Day was originated in Nebraska City, Nebraska, U.S. by J. Sterling Morton. On April 10th, 1872, an estimated 1 million trees were planted in Nebraska. Birdsey Northrop of Connecticut was responsible for globalizing it when he visited Japan in 1883 and delivered his Arbor Day and Village Improvement message. In that same year, the American Forestry Association made Northrop the chairman of the committee to campaign for Arbor Day nationwide. He also brought his enthusiasm for Arbor Day to Australia, Canada, and Europe. And dinosaurs!
You know what's frightening? I could totally see that in my head while you were doing it. You know how everyone, you imagine Morgan Freeman talking when you see Morgan Freeman with some words like, you reading that, I can imagine the Mr. DNA animation taking place right before my eyes.
Thank you!
It was amazing.
And I imagine Tom Waits hating the world.
And trees.
I assume he just burns them down. I bet he's a regular firebug.
I bet he is.
Just with flick cigarettes.
I was about to say, he talks about smoking so much that who knows. I mean, only you can prevent Tom Waits.
Only you can prevent Tom Waits. You think they're like the eternal enemies of Arbor Day?
Tom Waits?
Do you think Tom Waits and Smokey the Bear just battle each other?
Tom Waits could be the leader of the Smokey the Bear Revenge Squad.
You mean the Smoke Smokies?
Smoke the Smokies?
What would he say? Come on, let's hear. I'll be Smokey the Bear, you be Tom Waits.
Okay.
All right, Smokey. Now is the time for us to get together and finish this once and for all.
I do believe it is the time to finish this once and for all.
Wait, is that Smokey the Bear, or did you do Foghorn Leghorn and, like, slow it down?
Essentially, in my mind, Smokey the Bear is Al Gore.
I do believe we're gonna fight. Are you ready to fight, Mr. Waits? Well, I'm here to preserve the planet. Well, in a lockbox.
As they say, I was born ready to fight.
And I was born to create the internet. To each his own.
To each his own?
Are we breaking character now?
No, I was confused. You said to each his own.
How dare you mock the way I speak?
I wasn't mocking it. I was just pointing out how ridiculous it was. Oh, is that the same thing?
Yeah. Oh, well. So hurtful. Why must you be Arbor Day hurtful? It's Arbor Day, for Christ's sake. This is
I am every day hurtful, mind you. I don't discriminate about Arbor Day.
How are you supposed to celebrate Arbor Day? It's been 10 years and we still haven't figured this out.
Well, I suggested we go plant a tree, but you were convinced it would come to life and attack you, so we never have.
We will never plant a tree.
Even if we planted a tree, it would be very small. I think you could take it, even if it wanted to try to come at you.
The most I will give you is possibly a bush.
How big a bush?
Size of a small child. That's manageable.
Okay. So, but the question is, does that count? Or is there a bush-like tree?
Oh, now you're getting into bonsai territory.
Yeah, those are a lot of work, though.
Little fighting trees. They're like the ancient of trees.
Yeah, I was about to say. Now,
does that make the redwoods the giant man of trees?
I don't know. Or, you know, Burnham Wood? If Burnham Wood was bonsai trees...
Oh, I'm all for Burnham Wood.
That sounds... You know what? That sounds like a porn star who put a lot of thought into his name.
Or not enough.
Well, you know, that's the dichotomy of porn star names.
Have you looked that up? Is that actually a porn star name?
Burnham Wood?
Widget's going to look up to see if Burnham Wood is actually a porn star name. Or a dinosaur. Sponsored by Tony.
There is a band name, but that's it. So there you go. All of you burgeoning porn actors out there, Burnham Wood is available.
Burgeoning porn actor. Yeah. Was that unintentional?
I will say, if you are burgeoning and you're a porn actor, please see a doctor immediately.
Or don't. Merely find a production ready and willing to accept you. Because it's Arbor Day. Oh, I am so glad we do these.
Me too.
What's your favorite tree?
My favorite tree is the small Christmas tree that I have year round here in my office. It is black and it has Halloween pumpkin ornaments on it.
Is this only in your office year round because you're just
that
too
lazy
to take it down? And you figure, well, life's a cycle. We'll be back around to it again soon enough.
World's round, isn't it?
Is that the case?
No, no. It's just because I love Halloween that much.
How many ornaments are on it?
Music. 12 to 14, maybe.
12 to 14.
Mm-hmm.
Wish you learned how to count. I'm glad you're still working on it.
I can't see the other side of it. I'm guessing. I'm estimating.
How old are you? 12 to 14.
I haven't been 12 to 14 in a long damn time.
What's in your bank account? 12 to 14.
I'm definitely 41 to 46.
Is that the new bracket you're in as far as surveys?
I wish. And that, do you have that feeling too when you like cross over into another bracket? You're like, oh.
It's hurtful.
Oh.
Well, clearly, little things are causing you a lot more pain in your advanced age than a survey is causing you so much physical distress. Oh, I'm winded. I've moved into another bracket.
Oh, God, the survey.
Oh, my God.
Oh. And then my dad's like, you know, well, we used to take surveys uphill both ways in the snow.
Before, and back in my day, there was no such thing as a survey. We all just assumed.
You had to make your own.
No one had hard data in my day.
It was all soft and squishy.
No one wanted to know your opinion. You did as you pleased. Pleased as you did.
People live too far apart. Didn't give a shit.
And you push them back together.
Now there's people just living in your backyard.
Oh, willy-nilly, higgledy-piggledy, jimble-jangle.
That was the first one, too. Jimble-jangle, survey taker.
Survey says... No, sorry.
Arbor Day.
Oh yes, Arbor Day.
Have you been
actively monitoring? Oh no, we'll get to my favorite tree in a second.
Okay,
but right. I one more question on aging and death.
Now this is making you ask questions. See, Arbor Day.
Yeah. Oh, this Arbor Day is a time for Inquisition.
What a show!
Come on, keep going.
Inquisition. You know, here we go. Ask the question.
So, have you actively been monitoring the percentage of which you of your beard whiteness as it transitions? Have you reached a 50-50 mix yet?
Well, no. I would say it's more like the whiteness is like between 35 to 39. That bracket?
Right.
Yeah. With the blackness being the opposite of that.
You mean 12 to 14?
Yeah, 12 to 14, yeah. 12 to 14. And then another between, like, 5 to 8 is just, like, you know, kind of grayish silver as opposed to just gray.
I love when you're confident enough to introduce more numbers. I'm glad you've gotten to that point.
Oh, absolutely. That's where I am in my mathematics.
I'm an old boy now. And you're now you're thinking of that martial arts film, aren't you?
I was thinking, don't give him that hammer.
Please hammer.
I guess you'll hammer later.
Don't. We also could have gone for a fire sign theater reference, but we didn't.
We didn't. We could have gone for Mickey Spillane's mic hammer.
Because I think it was in this podcast we talked about Snow White. Then yes, we could have made a dwarf reference.
We could have gone for Sledgehammer.
Fireside
Either
Theater.
The song or the television show.
We could have gone. But we didn't.
We didn't. We had to choose, and we chose.
Because you always go for steam instead.
Well, you know, you
attempt
to
recapture
always,
the zeitgeist.
You're the one who's always digging in the dirt.
On Salisbury Hill?
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you. I'm so proud of us for all the wrong reasons. The story of Nuts on the Road.
That needs to be a t-shirt.
That you give to somebody for their anniversary?
Yes. So proud of us for all the wrong reasons.
Oh, well, there you go. There's our is that our first Nuts on the Road t-shirt? Have we had t-shirts?
I don't know. I don't think we have.
You were big on the Cafe Press back in the day. Did they ever make? I think our logo made it onto a shirt.
I think you're right. I don't think we ever sold one.
I think we sold one.
Really?
I think there was at least one person that I recall seeing at some point wearing that shirt.
Really?
Yes.
And they said, look at this thrift store find.
Yes.
So what is your favorite tree, Ken?
My favorite tree?
Tell me.
Oh. Well, I'd be lying if I said it was a cherry tree. I do like an oak.
Yeah, who doesn't?
But pine. Pine's underrated.
It is.
Everyone talks about oak for its strength, but...
Yeah, I know. I'm with you there.
But if you want a cheap date, you go for pine.
Careful of the splinters.
Oh, well, relationships are all about sanding off these edges.
Belt sander? Absolutely.
Ah. Well, some parents discipline in different ways, obviously.
Some parents have the procedure done when you're younger.
Yeah, I'm going to go maybe with... Is there a combination? Like poke?
There is, but we don't need to get into that. This is a family show, sir!
Oh, okay. Well, you talk about your wood, and I'll...
Oh, God.
Dear Tom Waits again.
Oh, this is... Okay, this don't. Is great. No, wait. I just looked up. Hang on. I just looked up pine oak hybrid.
There he is.
And I saw this, which I will now read the title of this page in the Tom Waits voice. Oak promiscuity. The dark side of oaks.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Mm-hmm. Go on.
What are you doing?
Mm-hmm. We're doing a poke spiritual.
A poke spiritual?
Keep going.
Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. I have to load it. Oh, this is a PDF.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Killing me. Mm-hmm. You're killing me with that. What the hell are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
You sound like... That doesn't sound like a spiritual. It sounds like you've got some weird asthma or something.
Mm-hmm.
Get his inhaler! For God's sake, he's trying to talk! Get his inhaler! Sedative! Sedative!
Water, hell, and water!
Where are we?
I was waiting for you to read! You were supposed to be reading.
I was too busy laughing at your crazy humming.
That is my amalgamation of every Tom Waits song ever.
No. No.
It basically just sounds like a combination of Patty and Selma and the adults from the Peanuts special.
It's more Simpsons than Peanuts, but yes. That's what you... Dude, I'm so serious. You need to do one of your karaoke's and have that in the background as the back... You have to record yourself as the backup singers doing that. I almost don't even care what the... Find the appropriate song, whatever one it is. Do that, please. You also sound like making that noise you do when you're a kid and you're doing the cars going past.
Is that PDF loaded up yet?
They
you're
are
ruining Arbor Day.
You know what? Arbor Day can't be ruined.
You're right, because ants.
Another shirt. Because ants!
Don't say it unless you're going to make it.
She said.
Because Arbor Day. By the way, you can purchase your Nuts on the Road Arbor Day shirt exclusively from the Nuts on the Road store. Currently existing on the Internet Archive.
Simply go to Pittsburgh and hang a left.
I believe it's the Pittsburgh section of GeoCities.
We should film, we should do an adaptation of Neuromancer that takes place as if it takes place in GeoCities.
Message us on CompuServe at 14312 791.
AOL type go nuts.
313.
Go nuts 313.
Obviously, 312 other people wanted our name.
Bastards.
Joikes. Is that PDF loaded up yet?
Yes, it is!
Okay, go!
Dendrology may not be a term you are familiar with, but it is a science that is practiced every day and in every woodland across the state. More commonly referred to as tree or shrub identification, dendrology is officially defined as the taxonomy of woody plants, including trees, shrubs, and vines, and their growth habits and ranges.
If only we were all defined by the taxonomy of woody plants. Well, Tom, I'm going to tell you an Arbor Day story. Do you want to hear it?
That and dinosaurs.
Are you ready?
Clever girl.
Perhaps the best known story about Washington's childhood is that he chopped down his father's favorite cherry tree and admitted the deed when questioned. I can't tell a lie, Pa. The anecdote was first reported by biographer Parson Weems, who interviewed people after Washington's death who knew him as a child over a half century earlier. The Weems text was widely reprinted throughout the 19th century, for example, in McGuffey Readers. Adults wanted children to learn moral lessons from history, especially as taught by example from the lives of great national heroes like Washington. After 1890, however, historians insisted on scientific research methods to validate every statement, and there was no documentation for the anecdote apart from Weems' report that he learned it from one of the neighbors who knew the young Washington. Joseph Rodman claimed in 1904 that Weems plagiarized other Washington tales from published fiction set in England, but no one has found an alternative source for the cherry tree story. Austin Washington, a descendant of George Washington, maintains that it is unlikely that Parson Weems, a man of the clergy, would write an account about truth and honesty and then lie about such a story. He further maintains that if Weems was making up a story, he would have more dramatically depicted the young Washington chopping down the cherry tree, not merely barking it, i.e. removing some of the bark, as Weems never claimed that the tree was chopped down. There has never been much conjecture and ad hominem attacks from some historians about Weems and his story, but none have proven or disproven the story and dinosaurs.
Two things. First, somebody saying that while writing a story about truth and honesty, why would you lie about it? They're not alive today, obviously. Second, I really think you should put together another Patreon for you to read the entirety of 50 Shades of Grey as Mr. DNA.
Well, the only
welcome
way...
Welcome to the Red Room of Pain!
Welcome to the Red Room of Pain! Pain and dinosaurs! Sponsored by Brawny, the quicker picker-upper.
When you need to get some DNA off of something... Because you've been in the Red Room of Pain!
When you gotta scrub, scrub, scrub all them 50 shades off the wall, Brawny, and dinosaurs.
Brought to you by dinosaurs!
The only way I might consider doing that.
Yeah.
And would be a nice non sequitur for anyone not listening as we record this, because how could they?
Is, I don't know. You tell me.
Is for you right now.
Yeah.
To tweet the non sequitur of that statement you just made about me reading things out in the Mr. DNA voice with no explanation beyond that, and we'll just let it lie until Arbor Day rolls around and they hear this.
So I'm tweeting the fact that you need to put together a Patreon.
Yes.
Okay. I'm doing that right now.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
I was going to suggest you hum at people some more. Wait, careful, because if we start you up, you'll never stop.
Never stop?
Never stop.
But what if you start me up?
Well, then you'll never stop.
I guess I'll never stop then. Don't start me up.
Should I hashtag this Arbor Day?
Sure. Sure. Why don't you hashtag it Arbor Day?
And dinosaurs.
Also hashtag it as dinosaurs.
Okay.
Because I'm Mr. DNA. By the way, one of the most fun seats where you have not accompanied me on this before, because we have not journeyed to the West Coast. But every time I go to Disneyland,
yeah,
and I ride the railroad and we go, yeah, through the Grand Canyon section, which has the dinosaurs in it, I do nothing but that voice.
Much to the chagrin of everyone around
to
you.
To the utter delight.
He's back! How did they let him in again?
Oh my gosh, we've gone back in time! Look, there's dinosaurs! And that's where the Brawny things come, because that little section is sponsored by Brawny.
I was kind of wondering.
So that's where Brawny comes in.
Well, but if you think about it, Brawny always comes in, because sometimes you just need a quicker picker-upper.
And I was with a good friend of mine named Zane, and we were going throughout the park, and so I carried that character to every ride. Hey, everybody, we're going on Mr. Toad's Wild Ride.
See, again, you're missing a trick, because you should do one of those MP3 tours of the park in the Mr. DNA voice.
We're pulling up in the monorail. Monorails are what took people to see dinosaurs in years past.
Again, I'd throw some coin at that. I don't get to Disneyland very often, but I'd throw some coin at it.
Look at all these backward people trapped in their own emotional amber.
How will they ever get free so they can be cloned again?
Maybe they'll be able to find love again. Maybe not, but we will find dinosaurs. In the outdated, antiquated, backward thinking that many of them have.
They'll find love, but it will be incomplete, so they'll have to take some toad DNA and put it in place.
It'll be a tainted love, just like that song. You remember, Radar Love. Arbor Day!
Arbor Day!
Oh, this is fantastic. Well, do you have any other...
What special are we going to do for 2018?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe...
What about National Soup Week?
Why don't we do...
Yeah.
For 2018, we'll do our celebration of 2016.
This stuff to fucking celebrate!
Yeah, you're right. Well, scratch that episode. This is why we don't do anything.
Because we always just go, nope, that's not going to work.
You know,
yeah,
if people care enough about this Arbor Day special,
yeah,
maybe we could commit in our own completely non-committal way that,
yeah,
no one could ever hold us to possibly doing these more regularly.
There's an International Hummus Day.
I'll take that as your answer.
I'm not actually that big of a fan of hummus, so we need something that is actually...
So hummus are your trees?
Hummus are my trees! Oh my god, dude, if we faced an army of trees hurling hummus at us, we would be fucked! Are you Googling trees throwing hummus? I can hear you typing.
Shh. They can't hear.
Sorry.
Gosh.
Sorry.
Golly gee willikers.
Yeah, we already missed ice cream for breakfast day. I didn't even know that was a thing.
You know, I bet one of those asshole ants threw some hummus.
I bet they did. Can someone please, if they have the extended edition, if it was high frame rate, you could see it. Oh, Jesus.
At the very least, one of them threw some Marmite.
You should go through it frame by frame and find us an ant throwing hummus or Marmite.
And now I will throw some hummus.
July 24th is National Drive-Through Day.
But it's just passing through.
Oh, my God. There are... I love this in Wikipedia. The United States has over 170 days related to awareness of food or drink. None of these are federal holidays.
Why not?
People in other countries, because I know you exist. I've heard the rumors. Is this just because the English version of Wikipedia is America-centric? Do you guys have National Taffy Day and National Pecan Pie Day or whatever the equivalent is in your part of the world? Explain this to me. How can you have World Bratwurst Day and it not be a world event? Is that like the World Series?
It's exactly like the World Series.
Oh, my God.
What day is World Bratwurst Day?
World Bratwurst. Hey, we could do that. World Bratwurst Day is August 16th.
Yeah, we could do that. How do you make your bratwurst? Oven? Are you a pan fry? Are you boiling? Do you boil in beer?
I'm a widget. What are you talking about?
I have never seen proof of this. I think you're a secret tree.
I have had plenty of opportunities.
Hold on. Let me get my ent whistle. You heard it. You're an ent.
Because it sounded very close to your Simpsons / Peanuts humming.
Now you know the instrument I'm playing. I'm playing an ent whistle.
Ah, you found me out! Curses!
Yeah. Took you long enough.
God.
Like an ant.
Hilariously, there is a column for origin for the events. And National Mustard Day comes from Mount Horeb Mustard Museum in the heart of downtown Middleton, Wisconsin.
Now, Mustard Day should be the same as Bratwurst Day, right?
Well, it's the first Saturday of August, so no. Wait, how do you eat mustard by itself? Or is it just you're supposed to put mustard on everything? Wait a minute. Let's see here.
You better decide on this quick.
I know. I'm going to...
We are coming to the end of our Arbor Day special. You need to hurry determined because we can't leave this hanging.
Oh, what the next one is? I think I like World Bratwurst Day.
Okay.
So there it is.
Well, we should also say...
2018.
That would be our next special. We could drop something at any time.
We could.
We most likely will not.
You don't know what's going to happen. You wake up each morning, and you know, like a thief in the night, when you expect us, we're not there. But the moment you don't expect us, holy shit, we're there!
You don't know how it feels to be Tom Petty. That's how the song goes, right?
I think so.
Okay. Arbor Day!
Arbor Day, everyone!
Oh, we got to sign this off properly.
How the hell do we do that?
So you're Tom Waits, ancient enemy of Smokey the Bear.
Yes.
Always fucking Tom Waits.
Since it's the only voice I can do.
Never go to any other voice.
I can't do any other voice.
Meanwhile, I've got like a panoply of characters to draw from. From weird Australian guy who showed up on April Fool's Day. To Mr. DNA.
I have to say, Mr. DNA is probably one of my favorites of yours, and you do have many voices, not all of which are just in your head.
Most of them are, though.
I know. I hear those, too.
So, why don't we say goodbye as Tom Waits and Mr. DNA, and thank everyone for joining us on this Arbor Day special.
Thanks, you, everybody. Remember the trees!
And I say that you should remember the dinosaurs. Happy Arbor Day, everybody!
Now go away.
That was the most Tom Waits that you've ever been.
I got the essence.
And there we go.
Words are flowing out like endless rain into a paper cup. They slither while they pass. They slip away across the universe. Pools of sorrow, waves of joy are drifting through my open mind, possessing them, caressing me. Dance before me like a million eyes. I call me on and on across the universe. Thoughts meander like a restless wind inside a letterbox. They tumble blind, they pass, they make their way across the universe. Kangaroo, Deira, oh. Limitless, undying love, which shines around me like a million suns, that calls me on and on across the